USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says help is on the way in the form of President-elect Joe Biden.
His plan makes big, bold, urgent action building on some of our Democratic initiatives in the last Congress, including an increase in direct payments to $2,000.
During a briefing on Capitol Hill, Pelosi cheering Biden's proposal for an aggressive new coronavirus relief package. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committed to an orderly transition and a safe inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden next week. Pence meeting with some of the National Guard members and offering them some words of encouragement.
Thank you, families, as well. I know you all had to mob out to get here, and being here at the Capitol, providing the level of security that's going to make it possible for us to...
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump is expected to leave the White House on Wednesday morning, sometime before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. President Trump announcing he will not be attending the inauguration of his successor. The president expected to head to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida instead. The president loses control over Air Force One once Biden is sworn in, but outgoing presidents are normally afforded one last trip on the iconic aircraft. Two earthquakes over 2 days in Indonesia.
So far, 34 people have been killed and scores injured after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia early Friday, the country's disaster mitigation agency said. The epicenter of the quake, which struck at 1:28 a.m. Jakarta time, was 3.7 miles northeast of Majene City. Hours earlier on Thursday, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck in the same district, damaging several homes. A part of the Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An overwhelming majority of President Trump's supporters surveyed by pollster Frank Luntz say they'd still vote for the president again, despite the riots on Capitol Hill. Luntz sharing some of the key takeaways from his focus group on Fox News.
So we heard a lot of passion, a lot of frustration, and I want to begin with two numbers that to me are shocking. 50% of Trump voters want him to pursue the 2020 election. They don't want him to give up. They don't want him to give in. They want to push this to the very last day. And 51% believe that Donald Trump should be a presidential candidate in 2024. This is not over for an awful lot of Trump people. It may be over for the president. It may be over for Congress. But for those people who voted for him, they want him to push on, and they're going to stand behind him.
And as far as if people would vote for the president after what happened on Capitol Hill,
91% of those who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day would vote for him again. And this is a poll that was done on Monday. And it's astounding. And only 5% would switch their vote from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. And I got two more numbers for you. 67% believe that if the votes were counted accurately and fairly, Donald Trump would have won. And the most staggering of all, 78% believed that the election was rigged and stolen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.